Murphy Show. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
By the way, real quick, I got we were talking about the Demi Moore thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I sent a text to Mr. Skin saying, hey, what's the name, that new movie that she's got coming out? I go, did she go full frontal? He goes, yes, it's called The Substance. It aired at Cannes or whatever the hell they call it. Yeah. And she goes full frontal. Also, Andy McDowell's daughter, Margaret Qualley, is in it. It's not out in theaters yet. I said, I knew I can count on you. Thanks, Skin. He said, I love Bush.
That's funny. That's great.
He's awesome.
I love Bush is the only way to ever end any kind of communication.
He's so cool.
He always makes the silliest pun jokes or just like goofy jokes, but Skin, they're always funny with him.
Skin started, I want to say, right around the same year we started. And we've kind of had a relationship with him for like, I don't know, almost probably 20 years at this point. Close. He's a good dude.
That was my first question when you said full frontal. Is there Bush?
Well, if it's full frontal, I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Could be.
Did he give you the win in the at 32 minutes in?
No, I could ask him that. I should ask him.
Well, it's not going to, it's going to be out. When is it going to be out?
I don't know. It's not out yet. That's what he said.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could probably just Google that one. I wanted to share a Joe moment with you guys. Joe being my father.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yesterday, I had nothing to do until 12:30 in the afternoon. We had my cousin's graduation party. So I'm in bed, underwear, just hanging out. Got nothing. Nicole's inside doing what women should be doing. And
you mean inside the bathroom?
No, the kitchen.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I see.
So all of a sudden, someone is like, there's a horn beeping outside. Like, and someone's like leaning on the horn. I'm paying no attention to it. I'm in the bedroom, and I'm just not paying attention to it. I'm playing like Wordle or doing whatever the hell. And then all of a sudden, somebody's like leaning on the horn. And Nicole, we get it.
I'm a little confused.
Nicole is like, what the is going on? Like, she's getting pissed off. She goes to the window. She goes, it's your father.
Really?
Jesus Christ. So I throw on sweatpants. And I got no shirt on. I got no socks on. It's raining. I'm like, what do you want? He goes, I need you to take a ride with me. And I'm like, so you decided to lean, you decided to, on a Sunday morning, lean on the horn in my driveway. I go, why didn't you call me? He's like, my phone, the goddamn charger in the house isn't working. My phone, blah, blah, blah. I go, Dad, your phone is charging right now. Look at your phone. It works.
Why didn't he come to the front door and ring the bell?
It's hard for him.
Oh, he's got to.
It's hard for him.
He's got to
go
up the stairs. Right,
so he decides leaning on the horn is the way to go. I'm like, holy crap.
I mean, he's not going to throw rocks at your window. He honestly did the best thing he could possibly think of in his, you know, for
besides
him.
calling.
No. Well,
he could have called the whole time.
But the gosh darn charger, Roger.
But I'm not, like, he thinks I'm at his beck and call. So what do I do?
I go
inside and I'm at his beck and call. I put a shirt on. I throw some sneakers on. I'm like, I go, this better be good. He's like, I need you to help me. He's like, I got the address. I go, he's like, it's 350 Sunrise Highway, whatever it is. I go, okay, what town? I don't know what goddamn town it is. Why do I need to know? It's 350. I'm like, Dad, you don't think there's more than one 350 Sunrise Highway? It goes from Montauk all the way to the city for the most part. And he's like, John, I don't know. So I'm like, my gut's telling me it's in Bayshore. That's where a lot of his doctors are. So I put it in, you know, in a town called Bayshore. I'm sorry. I'm talking like a local.
I don't know where Montauk, but I think I know where the city is.
Yeah. Well, Montauk is the easternmost point of Long Island. It's a big tourist spot. But so I put it in and we're driving. I'm like, all right, you know, I go, just, you got to loop around. He goes, John, I was here yesterday. There's no three. There's no number on that building. I said, Dad, they don't have to. There's a law that says the numbers have to be on the building. I go, they don't have to be big, right? So I go, what doctor are we talking about here? He goes, my urologist. We get there. It says giant letters on top of the building, Heart Health Center or something along those lines. And I mean giant letters. Uh-huh. I go, Dad, this is not your urologist. Yes, it is. Dad, look at the door. The door says Heart Health. I go, isn't it possible that your surgeon, because he's got to get a knee replacement now, that your surgeon was sending you to the cardiologist, which we both knew was happening. Isn't it possible that this is the cardiologist's office that they want you to go see? I mean, I guess so. John, okay. So now I go, well, you don't have to see the cardiologist until next week, right? Yeah, the 17th. Okay. So when's the urologist appointment? Tomorrow. Today. Tomorrow. So this was yesterday. And I go, all right, what's the address for that? So while we're at, we'll go find it. 92 Montauk Highway. I go, okay. So we're driving. And I go, what town? Again, what town?
Oh, no.
I don't know, John. I don't know. I'm like, all right, well, I'll drive.
Details, details, John.
I'll figure it out. So we go into the same town, just one kind of highway over. And I find 92. I'm like, well, here's 92. But that's not your doctor's office. That's a law firm. Simon and Simon. That's a law firm.
Oh, no.
He's like, John, I don't know. I wrote down. I know what I wrote down, and I know I wrote down 92. I go, show me the piece of paper. I left it home. Okay. So you left it home. I'm not doing this anymore. You don't have the address. I'm not driving around in circles. I have a graduation party to get to. Drive me home.
Uh-oh.
So I go home. I go, okay, so you at least know where your, you know where it is? You know where your cardiologist is. You got to just find the number. So you know where 92 is. Find out whatever number you wrote down. He calls me. Most of the time my ringer is off. So I don't pick up all the calls and he gets angry. But he calls, leaves a message. John, it was 32, not 92. And I'm okay. I go, so keep going a little bit further down that road. You're going to have to park on the back side of it, but that's where it is. All right. You're working. You can't go with me, right? You can't help me? I'm like, no, Dad, I'm working with you. I can't do it. He's like, All right, John. Like I'm fighting him. I'm like, I'm working.
I know. I just like how he yells all the time. Does he ever just calmly, like, is he always yelling?
Like I told you guys last week, like, we were doing so good. Things were cool. Yeah. But the minute he found out he has to get the knee surgery, everything changed.
Right, so he gets tense.
Everything changed.
Of course.
Because A, he's in pain. B, he's nervous. And I'm like, you've been telling me you want to die for however long. I go, now all of a sudden, what are you worried about? I go, sign the paperwork. Let him change your knee out. I got news for you, Dad. I know my luck. You're not going anywhere. You're going to be around forever.
It's a weird way to make him feel better.
You're going to be around forever. So I'm like, just go get the thing done so you're not in pain. Then he tells me, I'm not going to any rehab center. I'm like, the hell you're not.
Yeah,
I'm like,
of course
yes,
you are.
He's like, John, I'm telling you now. If they have to tell me I'm going to rehab, I'm like, he's like, I'm not going. I go, well, you are, because now you're not thinking about anybody but yourself. I said, because if you think I'm coming to help you, like, learn how to walk again, you're out of your tree. I don't know how to do that. I'm not qualified for that. I'm like, if you have to go for 2 weeks just to get your ass together, just to get it together, so go for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're not going to put you in a dump. We'll put you in someplace decent.
And he won't act like
you're strong. And
he's
a psychopath.
You said when he's around other people that he's nice and friendly and happy.
Oh, it'll be wonderful.
Yeah. So
yeah, but not with my father, it's all about the food. Food is garbage, John. You got to give me a sandwich. Can you go get me a sandwich? Can you give me a chicken bone meal? Give me a meatball.
He's like,
give me this. Give me that.
He's
a psychopath.
No, he is like a toddler. Like you have a little
100%.
Kid. You have a little kid.
100%.
You're raising a little kid. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they say, right?
It's like
your parents raise you, you got to raise your parents when they get older.
He was leaning on the horn in my driveway
on a Sunday
at 10 a.m.
That's awesome. Well, it wasn't 6 in the morning. I'm sure he waited on purpose.
No, he couldn't find it. So he went out driving around. He couldn't find the place.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
When's he getting it done?
We don't know. So he's still got to go to the urologist. This is another
one. All the approvals, right?
John, I got to go to the piss doctor.
Yep.
All right. When are you going to the piss doctor? He's like, this is Monday. I said, okay. I'm like, what? What's going on? He goes, I feel like I have to go, but I can't even fill a shot glass. I'm like, well, that sounds like a problem. And he's like, yeah, the doctor thinks it's my kidneys. I'm like, all right. I said, it sounds like urinary. He's like, it's not a urinary tract infection. The doctor told me. Okay. Have fun at the piss doctor. Find him. I give.
He's great.
Oh yeah, no, he's
a peach.
He's a gem.
Well, Roger JP, it's 102.5.
He's a gem. Real I'm assuming radio. Your weekend wasn't with your parents, not as
my dad. Shorter version. We were walking out of Panera, and I'm carrying a bag of food, and it's sunny, it's beautiful. We're walking to the car. I'm like, Dad, how are you feeling, by the way? Because I just landed. I've only been there like 2 hours. Like, how are you feeling? He goes, I feel lousy. Like, Dad, what do you mean you feel lousy? It's sunny. We went for food. He's been walking, talking. I had no idea. What do you mean you feel lousy? I started laughing. I'm like, are you joking? He goes, no, I feel lousy. My chest is like a little like, he goes, I got like a little a fire in there. It goes up my neck up here. He goes, I don't have any post-nasal drip or anything. He goes, but I had this chest thing like a month ago and I can't shake it. Ah, I feel lousy.
Is he eating before he goes to bed?
No.
That'll do it.
Nope. The man eats like a bird.
Sounds like he's got a little heartburn, Raj.
That's what you say, but he doesn't eat anything that has any sort of spies or any sort of whatever. Give no spiciness.
Yeah.
Yep. So?
But he didn't lean on the horn to get you to come out or
anything. No, he would never do that.
I feel like maybe he should. Yeah, I feel like your dad, JP, has to like dial it back a bit. And then Roger, if someone's in chest pain, maybe he needs to be a little bit more like JP's dad and like, right. Someone will look at me, something's wrong here.
Yeah, yeah. He's got like an inhaler at night, so he's got like a little burning of something.
My father's a psychopath.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
He's a psychopath. Honestly,
he's a nervous mess, and he's a psychopath.
I think you know that he's just getting older. It's scary. He's in pain. It sounds like whatever kind of you have, what do you call it, anxiety type of thing. He's got a little of that, and you know, he just leans on you.
He's gonna live to 95. I know.
That's
it.
Awesome.
I got 10 more years of this. No, it's not.
Wow.
Awesome.
10 more years.
9 more years. I feel it.
That's a lot.
I feel it. Everybody in my family lives old.
That's good.
At least
you know it's coming.
Well, not everybody, but you know, one was an overdose and the other one was accidental. He ended up going. He was having a toothache, went to the dentist. They pulled it. He had a doctor. He went to the dentist on like a Thursday, got a tooth pulled. He was going to his regular doctor on Monday. Turns out he had leukemia.
Oh, my God.
And because he got the tooth pulled, he got infected.
Oh.
His body couldn't fight the infection because of the leukemia, and he died.
In 4 days?
Within like a week.
Within a week?
Yep. Wow.
Holy crap.
That was my uncle.
Wow. Maybe he would have lived so much longer if they hadn't pulled that tooth, right, and he didn't get infected.
Yeah.
Can you live with leukemia in your body without knowing it for a long time?
Well, he hadn't been feeling well, so he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, I want to see you in the office on Monday. And he got the tooth pulled over the weekend or on Friday. And by the time he got to the doctor, the thing was infected.
My goodness.
Leukemia thing, and they couldn't even do anything about it. He died. The other uncle overdosed.
Yikes.
Depending on whose story you want to believe.
Right.
Family secrets.
Yep. Tons of them.
Versions of stories. Versions.
Yep.
Roger and JP.
Father figure.
John! Father figure is funny.
Text for my sister. Need a big favor. When you get off the air, please call Dad.
Again?
Tell him I have a bit. She's got a...
Have you already talked to him today?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I saved that for later.
Oh, okay. So that's later. But Roger, JP, be right back.
It's Roger and JP on